So a few weeks ago, Intel Micron released 3D cross-point technology, spelled X-point. Two-layer stack of non-volatile memory that couples the data retention of NAND memory flash with speeds much closer to that of DRAM. This is good, right? Because it's like DRAM performance, but non-volatile, so the information doesn't go away when you shut your system down. Awesome. Sounds amazing. Faster than an SSD, practically as fast as your system memory. It's going to be awesome. You know, the density is kind of ridiculous. You know, like 8 to 10 times greater density than DRAM, which means you in the space of 1 gigabyte of DRAM, you're getting like 9 gigabytes of 3D X-point storage. That's a big deal, right? If you're thinking about thumb drives and stuff, you know, it's faster, it's denser, you know, it's probably going to cost a fortune. Well, Ryan, this is awesome because, you know, one of the things Ryan saw at IDF was that they're going to start with, you know, data center storage, big massive servers, and work their way down to ultrabooks, which means, and I will quote, that cross-point must come in at a cost per gigabyte closer to NAND than to DRAM. So the performance is ridiculous compared to NAND.
You know, yeah, they showed one benchmark essentially during a keynote that cycled between QDEPs and stuff like that. So you're talking about anywhere, if they showed anywhere from 5.5 to 7.2 X the performance of the fastest NAND drive that Intel makes today, the SSD DCP3700. So
yeah, that's pretty freaking awesome.
Yep, and I think that implementation was being tested on an add-in card version of it, and they also talked about what they're going to offer is DIMM-based versions of this for server environments. So, you know, direct connect into the CPU architecture through it. So
what's wrong with that?
Which is probably where you get more of those 1000X improvements that they're quoting.
Well. And hey, we'll just add another spec that works on the M.2 slot.